Welcome to Wisdom of the Saints, a podcast that takes the lives and teaching of the saints and applies them to the modern world so that we can take their wisdom and apply it practically in our lives that we may grow to come to know the God who loves us. The saints, our Christian brothers and sisters who span the entirety of the Christian tradition and every time and place, reminding us that God is everywhere and guiding us to recognize His presence. Now, before we can really dive into the lives of the saints and apply their wisdom to our lives, I want to take two episodes just to make a foundation. The first one will focus primarily on what is a saint? How do they become a saint? What do we make of them? And the second one, which is very vital to understanding both their lives and also how we interpret them, is holiness of life. So to start out, what is a saint? In the most basic sense, a saint is someone who we know is in heaven. And there's a whole process for determining that. But in a more practical sense, a saint is our brother and sister. It is one who has walked with Jesus, followed his way, and come to know the God who loves them. The saints are people who are not extraordinary. They're pretty ordinary. They did ordinary things. They ate, they drank, they slept. They had problems. They were not perfect. But they took these moments, these simple, ordinary moments, and found ways to make them extraordinary. They took the ordinary events of life and found ways to imbue them with the love of God, with God's grace, and to make all these moments profound experiences of God. And so in light of that, we must recognize that the saints are not extraordinary people, people we can't relate to, people beyond our imagination. They're ordinary. In another sense, they're ordinary people who did extraordinary things. So how does one become a saint? What does it mean to be a saint? The process of becoming a saint is called canonization. And it starts at the point that the person is baptized. Because in reality, baptism is the core of the whole Christian life. It's what grafts us onto Jesus. It's what makes us one of the people of God. And then from there, life begins anew. So from the moment of their baptism, the saints have felt this call to follow God most fully. It may come early on, it may have come late in life. It really doesn't matter. Once the person dies, the process of canonization begins. It begins by the bishop opening a cause and collecting information on that person's life. They'll collect anything they can, letters, eyewitness accounts, testimonies, whatever may have happened. Once all that is collected, it goes to Rome, where the Congregation for the Cause of Saints will read through it and decide what they want to do. If they choose to reject it, it's over. It may take a while before the cause is reopened. If they choose to accept it, the person becomes what's called the servant of God. And then the process begins. The next thing the Congregation for the Cause of Saints will do is they'll look through all the details of that person's life to decide one thing. Did the person live a life of heroic virtue? Did the person rise again above our normal inclinations to really strive to know God, to follow Him most fully? Did they do things beyond the ordinary in their ordinary way? If the congregation declares the person did live a life of heroic virtue, then they get elevated to the level of venerable, which means their life is worth looking at, maybe even imitating. Once they reach the stage of venerable, a true lengthy process begins. The first thing we need is a miracle approved after the death of the person. This can be anything from a healing to a special locution to even what John the 23rd experienced, which was public acclaim, where the people acclaimed him as a saint upon his death. The situation of a miracle will then go to the Congregation for the Cause of Saints. They will dispute it and discuss it and decide whether it truly was a miracle. If the miracle is approved, the person is then canonized, beatified by the Pope, and it's called blessed. As a blessed, their veneration is really defined by the people who was closest to them, called the cult of veneration. It means that those who lived in that place the person was at, or maybe even some who felt very strongly tied to them, can venerate and appreciate the life of this particular person. But there's one more stage. If a second miracle gets approved by the same process as the first one, the person is then canonized a saint, which means we know them to be in heaven and they can be venerated by the whole church. Their veneration is that their life is worth emulation by the entire church. The church recognizes that this person lived a holy life. Thank you for listening. Join us every week as we journey into the lives of the saints and bring their wisdom to life in our lives. If you heard something that spoke to you, apply it to your life. See where it takes you. You never know how it may bring you closer to God. Wisdom of the Saints is hosted and edited by Father Cody Williams. Music for today's episode is provided by freemusicarchive.com. A special thanks to the artist Livio Armato for today's music.